You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
All right, we are back. Qasim, what is your number one prediction, or not necessarily your number one prediction, but a prediction for digital marketing in 2024?
There's going to be a market collapse in the paid media space. As a matter of fact, Ralph, I'll say there has to be a market collapse in the paid media space. And we've talked about this a lot, but I'll repeat the narrative for everybody. It used to be that the cost per click was a couple of cents and you could mint money. And then it was an efficient model where, you know, we were paying $2 or $3 per click and you could build a pipeline that allowed you to profit on the front end and then massively profit on the back end. And then the goal was to self-liquidate, which means that at least you're covering your traffic costs. And then the goal was, I'm not liquidating on the front end, but I'm liquidating through ascension. And now the goal is I'm profitable through LTV. And that LTV mile marker is getting pushed out further and further and further. First, it was 30 days, 90 days. Now you have businesses that aren't profitable for the first year. And that's not an uncommon occurrence. And as with any market, the stock market, the bond market, any organic market, we are now seeing unsustainable costs, unsustainable prices. And I think businesses are going to go in other directions with their media spend. And I think it's going to happen all at once, as these things are apt to do. And then you're going to see a collapse. And that collapse is going to result in traffic costs that are far cheaper than anything we've ever seen. But you'd have to stay in the game in order to see that. So who knows how well this ages? That's the game you play when you make predictions. But dude, I've got so many clients that I'm just looking at the way their model is structured against paid advertising. And I'm like, I don't see how this works for you long term. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are in that exact same space. So something's got to give.
So a separate prediction, but related, is I do see moving away from the straight line conversion model, which is where all the expensive ads are. And we talked to the marketing ants, the grain guys about this, but I just see that as there is no other way to survive in this space, especially if you don't have the war chest of the software industry or CRM or whatever it happens to be, or you're playing the long game. If your return on your ad spend is less than 30 days, you're going to be squeezed out really of that conversion market. It's a cash flow issue. Yeah. So you have to be able to look at things longer term, obviously build not only upsells and ascension models, but also continuity, other ways to enhance lifetime value. So there is that, which is absolutely essential for any business. And we'll do a show on LTV because it keeps coming up all the time, at least in the audits that we're doing now. By the way, like, we gave away 10 of those things, like 7 of them. I think we did our 8th like this week. So that we're seeing a ton of businesses come from this podcast here that obviously they are looking at, how do I survive and thrive in 2024? And AOV is a huge deal right now. It's something that a lot of businesses struggle with, because if you can do both, if you can enhance your AOV, but also you can play that awareness, consideration, conversion game that we've talked about here on the show many times, that's where you're investing in different campaign types that aren't as expensive. And in some cases, it's 10 to 20 times less to get in front of maybe the audience that isn't ready quite yet to purchase, or maybe considering purchasing, but maybe you can create your market for you through awareness ads, through reach ads, through video view ads, and then maybe even a middle transitionary period with a lead magnet that ultimately leads to the sale. That type of traffic is less expensive, and it's still less expensive. And I see that as a trend in 2024 is maybe even a resolution to what you're talking about here, or a strategy moving forward.
That's where they go. That's what the squeeze
does. That's where you got to go.
Forces people top of funnel, forces people alternative media routes. I guess the segue would be your next prediction, Ralph, but I have a piggyback on this for when the time comes.
Lay it on us. Come on.
One of the alternative routes that I see people pursuing is the influencer space. I think that influencer marketing, if I can't go to Google and I can't go to Meta and I can't just say, I want to play and here's what it costs, the next smartest thing for me to do is to find the influencers and micro-influencers in that space and partner and pay with them. And I think the level of sophistication in that model is going to increase dramatically. And I think there's going to be an absolute gold rush towards influencers and micro-influencers. And I don't think it's going to happen through the directories. It might happen through agency, broker, talent managers, etc. But really, the best way to leverage influencers is through direct relationships with those influencers. And I think influencers are going to wield so much more power and it's going to be cross-platform. Like, it's an influencer inside of Instagram, generally speaking. Look at Evan Carmichael. Evan Carmichael's a YouTube guy, but his Instagram's super hot and his Facebook's super hot. You know what I mean? Like, it cascades across multiple channels. And their reach will exceed a per-channel perspective, and their ability to move users, because when you get a placement, a CPM with an influencer is way different than CPM with an ad network. Because if I get 1,000 views in Meta, that's 1,000 views to a cold audience. If I get 1,000 views from Evan Carmichael, the world authority inside of YouTube, people trust him. And he's already specific, and he's identified his niche. And if he's smart, I know Evan personally, I know he is, he's only going to represent brands that he knows are in alignment with his audience. Yeah. And so the value of that traffic is exponentially higher. And right now, interestingly, it's actually a lot cheaper. Now, it's a pain in the ass to structure. Those deals are hard. The relationships are hard. Doing the outreach is hard. But I think that people are going to get better at that moving forward. I don't know exactly how it manifests as an end result. But if you're looking for a place to put your ad dollars, man, I'd go to influencers right away.
That's one of the things that we talked about with the marketing against the grain guys, was that strategy, which they're doing. And I think HubSpot is great, because HubSpot is many times like leading, especially on the AI side. But what their strategy is really smart, because they're not going for the Kim Kardashians and the Rocks of the world. And they're not going for the tiny little guys who will just do anything for anyone, like the micro influencers. And there's like 7 different levels of influencer, but really the ones that are in the middle have a large enough following that they will back your product and utilize your product only if they believe that it will help their audience.
But it's context appropriate too, right? So like,
correct.
For HubSpot, that's a much larger influencer than if I'm a landscaping company. Dude, there's a mommy blogger in your city, Mr. or Mrs. Landscaper, right now today, that has 250 people following her, but that's 250 homes.
Yeah.
Most landscapers don't have that many clients. The term micro and the 7 levels you're talking about, they're so context dependent. I wouldn't dismiss small influencers, especially if you're a small business, because some of those folks, my wife's a really good example of this, man. She's not what you would consider to be like world famous, but the people that follow her, she does a lot of geopolitical stuff. She has a degree in international human rights. She can move mountains, and she gets on podcasts, and people are really interested in what she has to say. And so I think the right small influencer could actually be more impactful than the larger influencers who have diluted messaging or diluted audiences. They're not niched down.
I think it really has to be a match for you. And this does take some work.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.